अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदा कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो अङ्गश्यामलीक्षताभिरमितो मन्दे कृतेन्दीवरं जड्डञ्जागुडरोचि संविदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया बृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितम् गुरु गौरांग की कृपा से आज भी हमारी निर्विघ्न रूप से परिक्रमा संपन्न हुई। आज सवेरे निधुवन राधा रमण गोकुलानंद जी राधा गोपीनाथ इन सब का दर्शन हुआ और वहां उनके संबंध में आप लोगों ने सुना। निधुवन के संबंध में निधुवन के संबंध में श्रीमान महाराज भक्ति विष्णु वैभव महाराज जी बतलाए। वहां से लो
and also, you know, end of the night passage. there. So one time Srimati Radhika, she was, you know, living the life of Sri Krishna. That time she had a dream. In that dream, she saw that very beautiful laughing boy, young boy was dancing expectantly. And he was calling Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He was dancing with all his associates and tears were flowing from his eyes. Because that boy was, it seemed that he was penetrating the whole world by his tears. His hair was standing on his head. Sinchal, Sinchal, Naya Paisan, part of the letters in Nanda. Munchal, Munchal, Kutima, Olao, Deva, Nishwas, Jagam. Kutchal, Kranan, Kalam, Kalam, Kutinda, Ahayat, Nagal. Dora, Kutin, 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 Bhavu, Mahana, Shakasi. And when he was saying Hare, it seemed that he was calling Krishna. He was in the mood of Krishna, calling Shakti Radhika. And when he was saying Ram, Krishna, it seemed that he was in the mood of Radhika and calling Krishna. So, surprised by this, and Radhika was very attraction for that boy. So, Radhika, when she woke up, she told Krishna that today I had a dream. In that dream, tonight I had a dream, and I saw in the dream, he was a very attractive boy, and he even attracted my heart. So, that is very surprising, because Radhika's heart is not attracted by anyone except Krishna. So, that time, Krishna, what he did, on his chest, there was actually an effulgent vastu as well. And that vastu as well actually shown the brilliant on his chest. And within that vastu as well, Sri Krishna showed the same form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dancing very effectively. And then again he was seeing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing there, seeing that Radhika had been amazed. And then Krishna told that in Kali Yuga, I will come in this form. I will go on the earth and I will distribute them far and wide. That time, all the gopis, including yourself, will join me while I am in the male form. It is not appropriate to join in the female form in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, people are very fallen. Kali Yuga should be a rajan. It is a portion of faults. Therefore, you all should join me in the female form and then engage in ecstatic kirtan. So another history about Vrindavan was that one time in Aramuni began to narrate the pastimes of Raj to Krishna. And Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra, they all developed a desire to go to Raj.
I cannot understand by this. He speaks
to Subhadra went actually to palace of Yashoda. And there she met Yashoda and she came to console Yashoda. However, Sri Krishna, he went to Vidhuvan and there Srimati Radhika was lamenting in separation of Krishna. Actually, she was almost on her 10th state, almost like very close to dying. She was sitting there lamenting, Hasto Dare Vinayana Kapola Pale, Rashna Tadokta Dalita Pita Manaya, Prasthan Mangala Dina Vali Madhavasya, Vigraha Lokutaya Sarva Bhasha. She was not sleeping. She had kept her chin on her hand and she was waiting for Krishna. It was not known whether she was alive because from taking her pulse, we could not be known whether she was alive. So therefore, the only sign of her existence was that a small little cotton ball, little cotton sock was kept near her nostrils. And from that little movement of the cotton sock, it was realized that she was alive. So she had complete detachment from eating. She had complete detachment from all sense gratification. Her eyes were focused on her nostril. And it was not very clear whether she was a yogi or yogi. This is the heart of Vrindavan where Krishna's all desires are fulfilled. So among all the pastimes of Sri Krishna, that this Rasa pastime is the highest. this pastime Sri Krishna danced extremely with all the gopis. Prashu Madhya Ratena Valaya Vistana Nathana Kasturi Smriti Vilasa Bhagi Vindas Paktanuna Kriya Tantava Mantayana Parito Dushyana 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 from Dhanvishana Shankhu Santara Pada Vaya Vyagyari. That Sri Krishna who was in the middle of all the gopis and all those gopis surrounded Sri Krishna and it was like in the middle of so many beautiful jewels, there was a blue sapphire Sri Krishna who was dancing with the gopis. So this Nidhuvana is the extended place of Sri Krishna's Rasa Lila, Naisha Lila and Nishanta Lila.
Can you speak Radharaman? Very easy. Tridandi Maharaj. Radharaman.
Radharaman. All these temples that we're going to in Sevakunja, we just heard, are the heart of Vrindavan. These days that we're going through now are such special, auspicious days. All the most confidential pastimes are being revealed, which we're hearing. Very sacred, special stalis, every place. And this Radharaman is no less than any of these others. The principal personality in Radharaman, besides Radharaman himself, of course, is Sri Gopalbhatta Goswami. Sri Gopalbhatta Goswami was one of the youngest of the Goswamis. He came from South India, his father Venkatabhatta, his uncle Prabhavananda Bhatta, and Tiruma Bhatta. So these three personalities, and Gopalbhatta, who was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was very, very young, maybe 4 or 5 years old. He was developing a most remarkable relationship at that time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu instructed him to remain in South India, near Sri Ranga, until his parents had left this world. And then he came to Sri Vrindavan. And here he joined Rupa Goswami, who was here at that time, Sanatana Goswami for some time. Sri Gopalbhatta Goswami was serving Sanatana Goswami. In particular, he was taking his Hari Bhakti Vilas and he was helping Sanatana Goswami, just as Jiva Goswami was helping Rupa Goswami with his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and so many other works. So Gopalbhatta was serving Sanatana Goswami in this way. Gopalbhatta had one very beautiful shalagram, and he had been given so much ornaments, cloths and jewelry. And at one point in his life he was lamenting something, oh, I want to decorate my Thakurji the same way as Gopalananda is being decorated, Gaurava Govinda is being decorated, Madan Mohan is being decorated. He was feeling this inspiration in his heart. And at that time, of course, Sri Radharaman, in the form of the Shalagram, heard his desire. And at that time, in the night, just in one night, he manifested the most exquisite form that we see today of Radharaman. This very beautiful form, all features very clearly defined. So Gopalbhatta was in total bliss and satisfied, and he decorated that deity so beautifully. So in this, just behind this Radharaman temple is the Samadhi, the full Samadhi of Srila Gopalbhatta Goswami. So when we take shelter of Radharaman, we're considering this beautiful pastime of the manifestation of this deity from the desire of Gopalbhatta Goswami. This is one of the principal temples of Vrindavan. All these temples that we've been visiting are the principal temples of Vrindavan. So this Sri Radharaman is a very powerful place for us to take shelter and beg the mercy of Gopalbhatta Goswami, and to understand this relationship between Gopalbhatta Goswami and his Thakurji. How special was that relationship? So this seva has been carried on very nicely. from that time. And he is the with Sanatana Goswami is representing this Sambandha Jnana.
Thank you. मिधुन में राधा रानी और गोपियों के साथ में कृष्ण का रास हुआ। विशाखा को प्यास लग गई तो उन्होंने अपने वेणु से एक सरोवर पैदा किया जिसको विशाखा कुंड कहते हैं। सेवा कुंड में ललिता कुंड है, यहाँ पर विशाखा। कुछ दिनों के बाद मैं यहीं पर निर्बार संप्रदाय के हरिदास जी को राधा बंक बिहारी विग्रह मिली। पहले वहां स्थापित थी, पीछे मंदिर में बन जाने के बाद में यहां पर आ गई। दूसरी बात, एक दिन राधा जी ने स्वप्न देखा और कृष्ण से कहा, प्रिय हमने एक स्वप्न देखा कि वृंदावन है, यमुना नदी प्रवाहित हो रही है, निकट में गोवर्धन पर्वत है, वहां पर मयूर नृत्य कर रहे हैं, कोयले कुहक रही हैं, और देखा है एक सुंदर ब्राह्मण कुमार, बहुत ही सुंदर, वो नृत्य कर रहा है और कभी कभी हे कृष्ण कहता है और कभी कभी हे राधे कहता है। जब वो हे कृष्ण कहता है, मुझे मालूम होता है ये मैं ही कह रही हूं, और जब हे राधे कहता है तो मुझे मालूम हो जाता है कि आप ही वो कह रहे हैं। मेरी समझ में नहीं आता कि वो कौन ब्राह्मण कुमार है। कृष्ण ने कहा, कृष्ण कुछ मुस्कुराने लगे और बोले, जैसे मैं तो नहीं जानता जो ब्राह्मण कुमार है। राधा जी ने कहा, जी हमको तो मालूम होता है कि आप ही थे। कृष्ण बोले, जी हाँ प्रिया, मैं ही वही था, वही हूं। तुम्हारा स्वप्न ठीक है, मैं कलयुग में तुम्हारे भावों को आस्वादन करने के लिए ब्राह्मण के रूप में आऊंगा, ब्राह्मण के रूप में आऊंगा और तुम्हारी भाव कांति, अंग कांति और भाव दोनों को लेकर के उसका आस्वादन करूंगा, और तुम भी ब्राह्मण के रूप में, हमारे परिकर जितने हैं वहां पर पुरुष के रूप में सब आएंगे तुम्हारे परिकर। इस तरह से राधिका जी ने कहा, जी हाँ हमारा ये स्वप्न ठीक है। तो ये वहीं पर हुआ था। राधा गोकुलानंद जी, आज तुमने कहीं कुछ बोला?
आज
नहीं बोला।
Radha Gokulananda, In the courtyard first, we see the samadhis of Sri Lokanath Das Goswami, Sri Narayan Thakur, and Sri Vishnu Thakur Thakur. Sri Lokanath Das Goswami, he was a very close friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu instructed him to go to Vrindavan. And Narayan Thakur, Lokanath Das Goswami, he went to Vrindavan, and he, before the six Goswamis came, and with Sri Bhugara Goswami, whose samadhi is in the courtyard of Sri Radha Dalada temple, they associated very closely and said they were like one soul and two bodies. Bhugara Goswami is so called because he performed bhajan in a hole in the ground. So Lokanath Das Goswami was here. He had taken a vow that he would not accept any disciples. But when the three, Prabhu tried, Sri Srinivas and then Narayan and Vishwamananda came. So Narayan Thakur had a very strong desire that he would be disciple of Sri Lokanath Das Goswami. So he began to serve. We've already heard how Narayan Thakur was serving Sri Lokanath Das Goswami by cleansing the place where he was passing school. And after some time, Lokanath Das Goswami hid himself to find out who was doing this. He caught hold of Narottam Thakur. Narottam, although he was performing such a menial task, he was actually son of a king, coming from a very, very rich and opulent family. But he put his heart at the lotus feet of his beloved Gurudev and prayed that his Gurudev would, that Lokanath Das Goswami would accept him as a disciple. So Lokanath Goswami accepted him, gave him Diksha. Then, after some time, Narottam Thakur and Lokanath Das Goswami, they were chanting Harinam. And a farmer came, very thirsty. So he asked Lokanath Goswami for water. Lokanath Goswami simply continued chanting. And then he asked Narottam Thakur. So Narottam Thakur stopped chanting, put aside his beads, he gave water to the farmer, and then continued chanting. After this, Sri Lokanath Das Goswami said, "You're not fit to be here. Don't you know that if you're serving Harinam, you're serving anyone, everyone. There's no need to stop your chanting to perform welfare activity." So apparently very harsh, he sent Narottam Thakur away. But actually he was sending Narottam Thakur away for preaching so that he could bless the whole world with his very wonderful preaching. After Narottam Thakur, three generations after Narottam Thakur, Srila Vishnu Thakur was performing bhajan in Vrindavan. So his samadhi is also there in the courtyard there. So Srila Vishnu Thakur is very, very acharya, very rasi. He wrote Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita, and also a very great scholar. So many, some of his purports, he's explaining in a very wonderful way how Saraswati, for example, is sitting on the tongue of Hiranyakashipu when he's chastising Prahlad, sitting like this, explaining in a very beautiful way the hidden purports. He's written a wonderful commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarada Darshani. And our Gurudev has quoted from this in his commentaries on Sri Gopiki, for example. In the temple itself, on the altar, there's Radha Vinod, the deity of Sri Lokanath Das Goswami. So Lokanath Das Goswami, he manifested Radha Vinod. Sometimes it's said that the Brahmana came again, sometimes it's said that he found the Kunda. So Radha Vinod was very eager to accept service from Sri Lokanath Das Goswami. He said, spoke to Lokanath Goswami, he said, "I'm very tired, please give me somewhere nice to rest." So Lokanath Goswami gave him a nice bed. And then he said, "It's very hot, you should fan me." So Lokanath Goswami is fanning the deity. He said, "I'm hungry, I want something to eat." So Lokanath Goswami immediately prepared some nice pork for Krishna. And he said, "Chutney is needed." So then in this way he was ordering very, very sweet, wonderful, miraculous relationship between Sri Lokanath Das Goswami and Radha Vinod. So So Radha Vinod is there on the altar. And then there's also Radha Gopulananda hall. Krishna Chakraipa. Tiny tiger from here. He used to carry around his beak bag. And also on the altar is the deity of Sri Baladevi Jibutsan Prabhu, who is the very beloved, dear beloved disciple of Sri Vishnu Chakraipa. And then there's the small Gopinath Shila, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami.
गुरुदेव जिस धर्मशाला में हम लोग रुके हुए हैं ना, जिस धर्मशाला में हम लोग रुके हुए हैं, ये लोग भी वहीं रुके हुए हैं। तो हमने इनको आपके बारे में बताया, ये कहाँ कर रहे हैं, ये कलकत्ता के हैं। तो इनको जिज्ञासा हुआ, बोले हम आपसे आपके गुरु जी से मिलना चाहते हैं, तो ये आपसे मिलने के लिए आए हैं।
तो अभी इस समय में मिलेंगे कैसे, बातचीत कैसे होगी?
नहीं, थोड़ा सा दर्शन के बोले, दर्शन तो करा दो एक बार।
अच्छा,
कोठा थी कैसे छेन?
हुगली जिला,
हुगली
चंदन नगर।
अच्छा, भाव हमारे नवद्वीपे मोटा छे, चुचुड़ो मोटा छे,
चुचुड़ो मोटा छे, चुचुड़ो में बड़ी का छे।
हां ठीक है छे, और एक कथा है, फन तो कथा हो गई
जी।
राधा गोपीनाथ बांग्ला भाषा में
प्रभाव भरे परमानंद ठाकुर वैचन्य और मधुपंद
माधुर्य का दंबिनी कल के कल हमने पाठ किया कि भक्ति देवी सब प्रकाश है, भगवान जैसे सच्चिदानंद हैं भक्ति भी स्वप्रकाश है, कृष्ण जैसे जदुवंश में कृष्ण के रूप में और रघुवंश में रामचंद्र के रूप में प्रकट होते हैं स्वेच्छा से, किसी के दबाव से किसी के कारण नहीं, अपने आप जब इच्छा होती है तो आते हैं। ऐसे भक्ति देवी ही स्वतंत्र अपनी इच्छा से जहां इच्छा हो, अत्यंत पापी व्यक्ति के हृदय में भी आ सकती हैं, परम बुद्धिमान उत्तम कुल में जन्म लिया हुआ सदाचारी व्यक्ति के भी हृदय में नहीं आ सकती, ये उनकी इच्छा पर निर्भर करता है। और वो बतला रहे हैं भक्ति किसी कर्म के योग के ज्ञान के तपस्या के अधीन नहीं है, यदि कोई अच्छा कर्म करेंगे तो भक्ति होगी, नहीं। इसलिए कहते हैं ग्रंथकार श्रीधर चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी भागवत के श्लोक में अभी कल मैंने बताया जदृच्छया, जदृच्छया माने क्या, स्वेच्छा अपनी इच्छा से प्रकट होती हैं। इस श्लोक की श्रीधर स्वामी ने व्याख्या की है, जदिच्छा मैंने कहा है जदिच्छा केनापि भाग्य उदयेन, किसी भाग्य से। जदिच्छा का शब्द का अर्थ है किसी भाग्य से, इस व्याख्या के अनुसार में शुभ कर्म से भी एक भाग्य का उदय होता है और एक भगवान की कृपा से कुछ भक्ति संबंधी भक्ति धाम संबंधी कुछ सुकृति उदय होने से भी भाग्य होता है। अतः भक्ति का कार्य यदि मान लिया जाए तो भक्ति कर्म के अधीन हो पड़ती है या भगवान के कृपा के अधीन हो पाती है, उसकी स्वतंत्रता नहीं रही। इसलिए ग्रंथकार विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर कहते हैं केनापि भाग्य उदयेन, यहां ऐसी व्याख्या नहीं करनी होगी जैसा कि श्रीधर स्वामी जी ने कहा है, इसकी व्याख्या इस प्रकार से होगी जदिच्छा माने महत्संग, महत्पुरुषों के संग से ही भक्ति उत्पन्न होती है। अब बतलाएंगे व्याख्या करके महत्पुरुष कौन है, यदि जदिच्छा शब्द का व्याख्या किसी भाग्य के उदय से होता है ये यदि अर्थ किया जाए, क्या जदिच्छा माने तो स्वतंत्र स्वेच्छापूर्वक, यदि इसकी व्याख्या यदि हम कहते हैं श्रीधर गोस्वामी के अनुसार में किसी भाग्य से, तो यहाँ पर प्रश्न उठता है कि किस भाग्य के द्वारा, उस भाग्य के द्वारा शुभ कर्म करने से एक प्रकार का भाग्य उदित होता, उस भाग्य से नहीं, कदापि नहीं। यदि शुभ कर्म जनित भाग्य को स्वीकार किया जाए तो शुद्ध भक्ति कर्म के अधीन हो जाती है, शुभ कर्म करने से ही भक्ति हो जाएगी, किंतु ऐसा नहीं। ऐसी दशा में भक्ति कर्म के परतंत्र हो जाएगी, ये दोष आ जाता है और स्वप्रकाश भक्ति नहीं रहेगी। भक्ति को समस्त शास्त्रों में स्वप्रकाश अपनी स्वेच्छा से किसी के हृदय में प्रकटित हो सकती है, ये लिखा है समस्त श्रुतियों में, स्मृतियों में, भागवत में, सर्वत्र ऐसा ही लिखा गया है। ये हमने कल बतलाया था, ये भगवान के भांति सच्चिदानंद भगवान है और उनकी शक्ति सच्चिदानंद वृत्ति, जिसमें आनंद की प्रधानता है और संबित और संदिनी गौण रूप में है, उस वृत्ति का नाम भक्ति है। भक्ति को परतंत्र मानने से और उसकी प्रकाशिता को अस्वीकार करने से श्रुति वचनों की अवहेला होती है, निषेध होता है। द्वितीयतः उस भाग्य को शुभ कर्मों के अभाव जनित कहा गया, शुभ कर्म नहीं, बिना शुभ कर्म के ही यदि मान लिया जाए तो ऐसा होना पर भाग्य कौन, भाग्य होने का कारण क्या है, उस कारण तो चाहिए जो भाग्य हुआ, तो वो भाग्य अज्ञात रहने से वह भाग्य असिद्ध है। जो स्वयं सिद्ध असिद्ध है वो दूसरे को कारण कैसे बन सकता है, जो स्वयं ही असिद्ध है जो कौन सा है, तो भक्ति को क्या स्थापित करेगा। तृतीयतः यदि भगवान की कृपा को भगवान का उदय मान लिया जाए, ये भक्ति भगवान की कृपा से होती है ऐसा कहा भी है, भगवान की या भक्तों की कृपा से भक्ति होती है, तो फिर तब भगवान की प्राप्ति का कारण भक्ति की कृपा, तब उनकी कृपा, भगवान की कृपा का कारण क्या है, भगवान क्यों कृपा करके भक्ति उदय उसके हृदय में कराते हैं, तो फिर उसका कारण क्या है। उत्तरोत्तर ढूंढने पर कोई निश्चित कारण नहीं होने से यह भी अनवस्था का दोष लगता है। भाग्य का कारण क्या बना, यह ठीक नहीं हुआ। यदि भगवान के अहैतिक कृपा को भाग्य का उदय मान लिया जाए, ये भगवान की अहैतिक कृपा से ही भक्ति हृदय में उदित होती है, तो इसमें दोष क्या है। ओ, भगवान सर्वथा समदर्शी है, सब जगह उनकी सब दृष्टि है, अतएव किसी पर वो दया करते हैं, किसी पर नहीं दया करते हैं, उन पर यह दोष होगा। समदर्शी होकर के किसी के हृदय में भक्ति प्रवेश कराते हैं, किसी के हृदय में नहीं, तो ये समदर्शी नहीं हुआ। इसलिए भगवान में विषमता का दोष होता है, जब भगवान ऐसे करते हैं विषम। यदि कोई कहो कि भगवान में विषमता का दोष नहीं है क्योंकि वे भक्तों का पालन करते हैं, असुरों का संहार करते हैं, असुरों का यदि संहार करते हैं किंतु वो भी कृपा है, उसको मुक्ति इत्यादि दे देते हैं, उसका संसार नष्ट दूर करके के और मोक्ष दे देते हैं, कहते हैं दुष्टों को दमन करने में और अपने भक्तों का पालन करने में जो विषमता देखी जाती है वो दोष नहीं, बल्कि उनका महत्व भूषण है और उनके महान गुण का परिचय है, क्योंकि भगवान में भक्त वात्सल्य गुण अन्य समस्त गुणों से अधिक श्रेष्ठ है। भगवान में जितने भी गुण हैं, भक्त वात्सल्य उनमें सबसे अधिक गुण है। विशेषतः असुरों के संहार में भी भगवान की महत कृपा है, उनको मार करके मुक्ति दे देते हैं। यदि जो मुक्ति बड़े बड़े योगियों के लिए भी बड़ा दुर्लभ है, वो उनको दे दिया तो ये तो बड़ी कृपा है। तो कहते हैं नहीं भाई, भगवान में विषमता का दोष लगेगा, उनको दिया क्यों भक्ति और उनको नहीं दिया, कहीं देते हैं कहीं नहीं देते, इसलिए नहीं। तो फिर तो जैसे कहा ना महत कृपा, महत कृपा के द्वारा भक्ति का उदय होता है, यही ठीक है। तो उसमें भक्ति की स्वप्रकाशकता नष्ट हो गई या नहीं, इसमें अब विचार करते हैं। जो उत्तम महाभागवत है उनकी कृपा, वो भी समदर्शी भगवान के समान होते हैं, उनमें भी भगवान के गुण होते हैं। इसलिए जो महाभागवत है सुखदेव गोस्वामी जी और ऐसे लोग हैं जो उत्तम महाभागवत हैं, उनकी कृपा से नहीं हो, उनमें भी समदर्शिता का दोष पहुंचेगा। जो वो समदर्शी नहीं है, उनको ऊपर में कृपा किया, उनके ऊपर में नहीं कृपा किया। यहां पर श्रील ग्रंथकार चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी भगवान की भांति ही सच्चिदानंद स्वरूपा भक्ति की स्वतंत्रता और स्वपरकर्षिकता का निरूपण करते हुए किसी शुभ ग्रह से ये बतला रहे हैं, बतला रहे हैं महत भागवतों की कृपा से नहीं होगी, किंतु मध्यम अधिकारी जो वैष्णव है सचमुच में, जो सब तत्व में प्रवीण है, भक्ति में भी अनुभूति है कुछ, अभी मध्यम अधिकार में है, उनके लिए भागवत में लिखा गया ईश्वरे तद्धैनेषु बालुशेषु दिशस्तु च प्रेम मैत्री कृपा अपेक्षा जह करो तिसे मध्यमा। मध्यम अधिकारी कौन है? भगवान से प्रेम है और भक्तों से तीन प्रकार की मित्रता जिनकी है, उत्तम भागवतों की सेवा, मध्यम अधिकारियों से मैत्री और अपने से कनिष्ठ अधिकारी को अपने संग से भक्ति प्रदान करना, और जो भगवत विदेशी है उनको उपेक्षा करना। तो यहां पर अज्ञानी पुरुषों पर वो कृपा करते हैं, ये उनका धर्म और लक्षण है। इस प्रकार श्रीमद् भागवत में नव जोगेंद्र के अन्यतम सिपाही हवि जोगेंद्र ने मध्यम भागवत के लक्षण में अज्ञानियों के प्रति कृपा, ये मध्यम भक्तों का अधिकार और लक्षण है। भगवत देशियों के प्रति उपेक्षा वैषम्य का स्पष्ट, इनमें वैषमता भी है किंतु ये इनका लक्षण है, इसलिए मध्यम भक्त का वैषम्य भक्ति के लिए हानिकारक नहीं है। और अज्ञानी जो पुरुष पर उन पर भक्ति देना भी ये विषमता का दोष नहीं है। क्यों? विदेशियों को भक्ति नहीं देते, देंगे किसको? जिसको भक्ति। किंतु इसमें एक बात है, मध्यम अधिकारी भक्त भक्ति देता है कहां से? उसके अंदर में भक्ति है, इसलिए भक्ता भक्ता संजायते भक्ति से ही भक्ति होती है। उनके अंदर में जो भक्ति है उसी भक्ति से ही भक्ति को दिया, इसलिए ये संभव पर है, इसमें कोई दोष नहीं है। जब ऐसे भक्तों की कृपा होती है तो भगवान की भी कृपा उसके अनुगामी बन जाती है। भगवान की कृपा स्वेच्छा से नहीं कर सकते, वो किस पर कृपा करते हैं? भक्त जिस पर कृपा करते हैं, जिनके लिए प्रार्थना करते हैं, इस पर दया कीजिए, तब वो करते हैं, अन्यथा नहीं करते। क्योंकि भगवान भक्त के अधीन है। यदि भली भांति विचार किया जाए तो यह समझा जा सकता है, भक्त के हृदय में भक्ति विराजमान है, उसी भक्ति के द्वारा साधारण के प्रति उनकी कृपा होती है। भक्ति है और भक्ति का लक्षण ही है, परिचय ही है, चित्त को द्रवित कर देती है दूसरों का दुख देखने से। इसलिए उनके हृदय में भक्ति होने से दूसरों का दुख देखते हैं। अनादि काल से, जन्म जन्मांतर से संसार चक्र में ये फंसा हुआ है, इसलिए इनको किस प्रकार से सहायता करके भगवान की सेवा में नियुक्त की जाए। इसलिए नारद ऋषि घर घर जाकर के प्रचार करते थे। सुखदेव गोस्वामी बिना बुलाए ही परीक्षित महाराज जी की सभा में आए। चैतन्य महाप्रभु बिना पड़ाऊ बिना जूता सारे भारतवर्ष में भ्रमण करके लोगों को हरिनाम दिया, उनका कल्याण किया। यह भी भगवान से उतरकर, भगवत्ता से उतरकर मध्यम भागवत में आकर के ये काम किया। नारद जी लोगों पर कृपा करते हैं, मध्यम अधिकार में उत्तम भागवत है, उतर करके तब दया करते हैं, और उनकी दया होने से भगवान की भी दया हो जाती है। इसलिए भक्ति का हेतु भक्ति ही है। इसलिए दूसरों के ऊपर में वो परतंत्र निर्भर नहीं है, उसी भक्ति के द्वारा ही भक्ति उत्पन्न हो गई।
गुरुवे गौरे शंकराय राधिकाय स्वामी कृष्णाय कृष्णवंताय ध्रुवाय नमो नमः। We continue in Subhasri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur's liturgical kalpi. So we were hearing just as Sri Krishna appeared in the Garu dynasty of Garu Maharaj, and as Sri Bhagavan Ramchandra appeared in the dynasty of Raghu, by their own independent desire, nothing could force them to come. In the same way as Bhagavan is, then Bhakti Devi is also such an underlying, completely spiritual and swaichapurva, independent and swaprakash, self-manifesting tattva. Bhakti, because she is independent, she can have independence to appear in the heart of anyone she desires. Therefore, sometimes she may appear in the heart of a very fallen person, while at other times she may not appear in the heart of a person who comes from a very good family and who is expert in all types of sadachar or Vedic behavior. Therefore, Bhakti, because she is the same as Bhagavan, independent, she is never controlled or dependent upon the processes of karma, jnana, yoga, or the performance of austerities, or the giving of charity, etc. Bhakti is never caused by good karma, sukha karma. Otherwise, her being established as being an independent tattva would experience some loss or diminution. Therefore, last night, we discussed two verses from the Bhagavatam where Bhakti is described as being Gyanrikshaya, or being independent. Here, Sri Siddhartha Swami has explained that Bhagavan, that the appearance of Bhakti has two causes. that is caused either by performance of good activity, pious activity, sut karma, or it's dependent upon the mercy of Bhagavan or something in relationship to Bhagavan. That these two things are the cause of the good fortune which causes the arousal of devotion. But Sri Krishna Chakri Thakur here has refuted these ideas of Sri Siddhaswami. He said we can only accept that the performance of pious materialistic activities through karma can be the cause of good fortune which causes the arousal of devotion. Because the performance of sut karma or good activities, this is one type of karma, then how we can understand that bhakti has now become subordinate to karma? That means the independent nature of bhakti will have been destroyed. Then we can only accept this cause. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chakri Thakur now gives a deliberation on what is the cause of that good fortune which enables bhakti to awaken within the heart. So, if Sri Bhakti is now considered to be dependent on the performance of pious activities, then a fault will come in the nature of bhakti itself. Then bhakti cannot be claimed to be swaprakash or independently manifested. All the Shrutis, the Srimad Bhagavat, the Upanishads, and the Puranas have all declared very boldly that bhakti is also Satchidananda, composed of eternality, knowledge, and bliss. Last night we heard when Lalini Shakti or the Ananda potency is prominent in the heart, and some minions of big Shaktis take a secondary position, then this condition is called Bhakti Devi. Then we cannot say that bhakti has an immaterial cause, otherwise all scriptures will be faulty. And performance of pious activities is a material cause. Therefore, firstly, we cannot accept pious activities as a cause of good fortune which causes the arousal of devotion. Secondly, someone may argue that maybe an absence of pious activities may be the cause of good fortune, but we cannot accept that also. Because an absence of good activities, this is one type of lacking, incompleteness. Something which is incomplete, how it can be the cause of something which is complete? Swaprakash, that is Bhakti Devi. In other words, what is not complete, an absence of pious activities, how it can cause something which is complete, Bhakti Devi, then we cannot accept this second point also. Thirdly, if someone argues, well, bhakti is caused by the mercy of Bhagavan, when Bhagavan gives mercy, then bhakti appears in the heart. But we cannot accept this point also. Why? Because if the mercy of Bhagavan is the cause of good fortune, then we cannot see that good fortune in everyone. Some people have bhakti and some people do not have bhakti. Therefore, someone may say, if bhakti is dependent on the mercy of Bhagavan, everyone does not have bhakti, that means Bhagavan likes some people and doesn't like other persons. Then the fault of partiality can be applied to the character of Bhagavan himself. But we cannot accept this because in scripture everywhere, Sundam Sarvabhutanam, Krishna is equal to everyone. Therefore, the mercy of Bhagavan even cannot be said to be the cause of the good fortune which causes the arousal of devotion. Then, if someone may say that indeed Bhagavan must be partial because he kills demons and protects his devotees, is this not a form of partiality? Then Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says, no, there is no partiality within Bhagavan. His killing of the demons is actually a form of great mercy, because the demons that he kills, he gives them liberation, and that liberation is very difficult to achieve even for perfected yogis. Therefore, Bhagavan's killing demons and giving mercy to Bhagavan, mercy to the devotees, there is no partiality. We cannot see this partiality in him because everything he does is auspicious for everyone, including the demons and the devotees. Another point, that of all the qualities of Bhagavan, then his quality of being affectionate to his devotees, or Bhakta Vatsalya Bhava, this resides on his head like a jewel. Of all the qualities of Bhagavan, his affection and devotees is his crest jewel of all his qualities. So, in conclusion, then what is the cause of the good fortune which causes the arousal of devotion? It cannot be said to be good activities, it cannot be said to be a lack of good activities, it cannot be even said to be the mercy of Bhagavan. Then what is it? Sri Krishna Chandravati Thakur says, the cause of that good fortune is Mahakripa, the mercy of a pure Vaishnava. In saying this, the self-manifesting nature of bhakti is not lost because bhakti comes from bhakti, bhakti samjatiya bhakti. So one more point is there are three levels of Vaishnavas, Uttam Bhagavat, Madhyam Bhagavat and Kanishka Bhagavat. A Mahabhagavat is also like Bhagavan. He is equal to everyone. He does not discriminate between any different types of person. Therefore, even the cause, even the mercy of Mahabhagavat cannot be said to be the cause of devotion, because everyone does not have devotion. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chandravati Thakur, he quotes the definition given from Madhuvani Kali, from one of the Navayugendras, Sri Kavi Maharaj. He says, the symptom of the mercy of Madhuvani Kali, this is the cause of devotion. A Madhyamani Kali, he is expert in Tantra Gyan, and also he has some realization of Bhakti itself. The Madhyamani Kali has four qualities, as stated in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Iswarthara Dhinishu, Bhadisvetit Kripati, Pramamaiti Pramamichara Yakuruti Samadhi Maha. The Madhyamani Kali has four symptoms. What is that? He has Iswarathana Dhinishu. He has turned towards Bhagavan. He serves the devotees who are superior to him, and he gives mercy to those who are less than him, and he neglects the envious. Therefore, the Madhyamani Kali acts on the platform of Maitri. Maitri means friendship. To the Uta Bhagavat, he has Maitri with Seva, friendship with a feeling of Seva. Towards the Madhyamani Kali, he has Maitri, feelings of friendship mixed with feelings of friendship. And towards the Kanishka Kari, the Madhyamani Kari has Maitri Kripa. He has friendship and dowry, feelings of mercy. Therefore, the Madhyamani Kari, he avoids the envious, Niyapesh. Then someone may say, is this a partiality in the Madhyamani Kari? It's true, it's a partiality. But neglecting of the demons is not a fault in the Madhyamani Kali, because this is his symptom. It is dharma. Therefore, it cannot be said to be a fault. Therefore, in conclusion, the Madhyamani Kali, they give devotion. Why? Because they can give devotion, because the Madhyamani Kali has devotion himself. So, the Madhyamani Kali gives mercy to the ignorant and avoids the envious persons. Therefore, because Bhagavan is controlled by the devotion of his devotee, then the mercy of Bhagavan only follows the mercy of a Madhyamani Kali devotee. Because Bhagavan is not independent, therefore Bhagavan's Kripa is also not completely independent. It's dependent on the mercy of his devotees. To that person whom the devotee extends his mercy, then Bhagavan also extends his mercy. So, the devotee, he is very kind. He is endowed with all good qualifications. So the bhakti in the heart of devotion, that bhakti in the heart of the devotee, that bhakti manifests mercy to another person. Therefore, bhakti's independence is not lost. So the Madhyamani Kali, when they see the suffering of the conditioned souls in this world, who have been bound since time immemorial, the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. When they see the suffering of those souls, their heart melts and they want to help that jiva. How do they help them? By joining them to the service of Bhagavan. Therefore we see so many devotees achieve mercy by the mercy of great souls like Narada Muni, who preaches everywhere. Like Sri Sukadeva Goswami, who attended the assembly of Krishna Maharaj without being invited. Sri Satyananda Gaura Hari, who toured the whole of India without shoes and distributed Harinam in the houses of everyone. Therefore, the conclusion, the Madhyamani Kali gives mercy then Bhagavan Krishna is in the form of devotion.
इस तरह से श्री चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी ने भक्ति के प्रकाश का कारण भक्ति ही बतलाया, किंतु भक्तों के हृदय में जो भक्ति होती है उसी कृपा से ही किसी को भगवान की भक्ति मिलती है, इसलिए भक्ति से भक्ति ही हुई। दूसरी बात, भगवत कृपा होना कठिन है, वे तो सब समय आनंद में मग्न रहते हैं, आनंदमय अभ्यास रहते, उनको फुर्सत कहाँ है ये सब सुनने और देखने की। संसार का कोई भी दुख उनको स्पर्श नहीं करता, तब जो महत् पुरुष होते हैं व्यक्ति मुक्त हो जाने पर भी या जीवन मुक्त होने पर स्वप्न की भांति उनको याद रहता कि ये संसार में हमने दुख भोगा, इसलिए दुख उनके हृदय में ये होता है कि हमारे समान ही जैसे मैं था ये सब लोग संसार के दुखी हैं, करोड़ों जन्म से कभी देवता कभी मनुष्य कभी कुछ ये होते हैं, कभी जानवर कभी वृक्ष कभी पर्वत के रूप में आते हैं, कभी स्वर्ग और नरक में जाते हैं, देख करके उनका चित्त द्रवित हो जाता है। इसलिए वो भगवान से प्रार्थना करते हैं तो भगवान की प्रार्थना से उनका चित्त भी कुछ द्रवित होता है, ऐसे नहीं। इसलिए इस दृष्टिकोण से भी भगवत भक्तों की ही प्रधानता नहीं, भगवान की कृपा स्वतः नहीं होती, भक्तों की कृपा की अनुगामिनी होती है, पीछे पीछे चलती है। जैसे दुर्वासा ऋषि ब्रह्मा जी के पास में गए, शंकर के पास में गए और चक्र से रक्षा करने की बात कही, उन्होंने लोगों ने निषेध कर दिया, इनकार कर दिया। नारायण के पास में गए, उन्होंने कहा मैं तो भक्तों के वशीभूत हूं, मैं कुछ नहीं कर सकता, मैं उनको अपना हृदय दे दिया है और उन्होंने अपना हृदय मुझे दे दिया है, मैं इस विषय में कुछ नहीं कर सकता, तुमको उपाय बतला सकते हैं, जाओ अम्बरीश के यहां जाकर के क्षमा मांगो तभी तुम्हारा उद्धार हो। भगवान ने कृपा नहीं की, अम्बरीश के पास में भेजी, अम्बरीश तो बड़े दयालु लोग, उनको जाते ही क्षमा कर दिया। इसलिए भगवान भगवत भक्तों के कृपा के ऊपर में ही भगवान की कृपा। दूसरी बात, भगवान इतने दयालु हैं, नारद जी ने नकुल कुबेर के पुत्रों को नलकुबर और मणिग्रीव को अभिसंपात दिया, वृक्ष हो जाओ, उनके चरणों में पड़ने से उन्होंने कहा अच्छे त्रेता द्वापर युग में कृष्ण आएंगे, उनके स्पर्श से तुम्हारी मुक्ति हो जाएगी। अब देखो उन्होंने भगवान से तो कुछ प्रार्थना की नहीं, किंतु भगवान ने कहा जी नारद जी ने ऐसा कहा इसलिए हमको उनकी बात माननी पड़ी, क्योंकि नारद जी ने सर्वस्व अपना हमारे चरणों में सौंप दिया है, इसलिए उनकी बात को हमको पालन करना पड़ेगा, इसलिए नल कुंवर और मणिगुण का भी मुक्ति दिया। इस प्रकार से देखते हैं कि भक्ति का कारण भक्ति ही है, किंतु मध्यम अधिकारी जो भक्त हैं उन्हीं की कृपा से ही भक्ति होती है। गौर प्रमानंदे तुम्हें बोलो कहाँ जी कान मलेंगे, तुम लोग करता नहीं है, तुमको बोलो
So another reason why Bhagavan himself cannot be the glorious Because Bhagavan does not understand, he has no understanding, what's the word? He has no understanding of the unhappiness of jivas in this material world. Language problems. Experience, what's the word? Why? Because Bhagavan is such an unknowing, he is composed of ecstasy, and how he can understand the suffering of others, he cannot. Therefore, like a person who has a bad dream that awakens, even though they're in an awakened state, they can remember the suffering they had in the bad dream. In the same way, a great soul, a Mukta Purush, now they're liberated, for they can have, like, they can have some remembrance of their previous condition, suffering in the grips of Maya. So when they see the jivas of this world, they can understand, oh, as they are very much unhappy in Maya, I was also like that. But now doing devotion I am happy, they should also be happy. He sees the jivas are moving up and down in the cycle of birth and death. Sometimes demigods, sometimes demons, sometimes humans, sometimes insects, worms too. When they see that, their heart melts and they pray to Bhagavan, please bestow your mercy on them. A question comes. Is it Bhagavan himself, as Paramatma, who inspires the devotee to feel mercy to them? No, not at all. Because Bhagavan's mercy always follows the mercy of the devotee. We see a great example of this in the Bhagavad, in the history of Dhruvastra Rishi. Dhruvastra Rishi made offense to the figure of Ambarish Maharaj. Then he ran to Shiva and Lord Brahma for protection. And finally he came to the feet of Lord Narayan. I have given my heart completely to the devotee, and the devotee has given their heart completely to me. I am not independent. I am not independent. I cannot give you mercy without the mercy of my devotee. Therefore, Dhruvastra Rishi had to come back to this world and beg mercy from Ambarish Maharaj, who was praying to Bhagavan to bestow his mercy upon Dhruvastra Rishi. Again, we see in the case of the two sons of Kubera, Manigriva and Nala Kubera. They had been cursed by Narada to appear as trees in the pastimes of Krishna in Gopi Yuga. Therefore, those two boys never performed any sadhana, neither did they perform any prayers to the feet of Sri Krishna. But Sri Krishna was thinking, Narada is my great devotee, he is always at my lotus feet. I have to fulfill the words of Narada and bestow mercy on these two boys. Therefore, these two examples are proof that bhakti is caused by bhakti. Go Prema Nari!
Krishna, Balananda, Vasudeva